Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 386, Creature of Discomfort. How you folks doing? Hope you're having a really great week. God, can you believe it? We're going to hit March here in a couple days. Holy moly. Tell you, time keeps marching on. Spring's going pretty well here in Montana. It's amazing the number of birds that are already doing displays and calling. Our pileateds were the other morning just calling back and forth. The nuthatches are doing their funny little wiggles and dances. And it's just, wow, it's early. So I hope and trust that you're out there looking for opportunities and making sure that you take advantage of what seems to be an early spring. This week's episode is being recorded again on Adobe Beta Podcast. You'll find the transcript on the blog post for the podcast, and iTunes has their transcript there as well on iTunes. End of this week, well, actually in a couple days, technically, starting on Thursday, we'll be in the town of Butte, Montana, for the Montana Aviation Conference. We're there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Got a booth, got prints, got photographs, got Sharon's got takeoff there for sale. I mean, we are there, and most importantly, to answer questions and help in any way we can. So it is a real specialty kind of conference. It has nothing to do with photography, but you got questions, you need help, come on by. Love to meet you, shake your hand, and answer those questions. Bedford's Camera, you know, they're the sponsor of the Moose Podcast. You probably know that because I make sure you know it in almost everything I do. They are simply the best. How good? Did you know they have a free class coming up on how to photograph the eclipse in April? That's pretty darn cool. Besides that, great information, education, they've got the gear, they've got the knowledge, they got some great people, killer service. And the one thing they've got that nobody else has is that Moose discount, that 5% after you check out. So some states, no sales tax. Over $99, no shipping, but hey, no is not in their vocabulary. They are saying yes to help you in every way possible. So drop on by, mention old Moose, and thank him for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Well, getting into this week's episode, Creature of Discomfort. I read a lot. That's just kind of what I do. And the idea and goal is to expand whatever gray matter I have left that will actually suck stuff up, which is a challenge. But they say, you know, you keep reading, it keeps making it better. So that's what they say. I've been reading a number of books that were recommended to me. Right now, I'm reading one called Hidden Potential by Adam Grant. And I am taking some material right from his book, because it really got me thinking, and it's point blank, what photographers really need to do to help themselves. So Creature of Discomfort is something he talks about. It's actually a whole chapter. And well, it's about embracing the unbearable awkwardness of learning. Now, if you wanted a simple statement to talk about photographers, embracing the unbearable awkwardness of learning really just rips it right on the nail head. So what's it about? What are we talking about here? Well, there is so much out there in the photographic world that people feel like they have to not only know, but master, and not only master, but have perfect. And this is probably this chapter probably in the book is probably the first one that really probably got me to understand why people feel like they need to crop the crap out of their photographs rather than trusting what they see in the viewfinder. Why they think they need to remove elements, which, I mean, haven't we already, you know, when it comes to wildlife, already wiped out another habitat? We have to do it in our photographs. So this chapter talks about it. I mean, it is a lot wrapped up in that simple statement, embracing the unbearable awkwardness of learning. Now, I've talked about failure and embracing failure a lot. It's something that I do. And so in the beginning, didn't do it so well. Now I do a little bit better. Hopefully tomorrow I'll do it even better. But we're talking about that to a certain extent. One of the things that you know, you've got to think about in all seriousness is, and this is really, really hard to do, is to realize that the photograph you take today probably in 10 years won't be your best, probably won't be your favorite, and there are really good odds you won't even remember that photograph. And that's part of this, you know, being a creature of discomfort is understanding that that thing we cherish today and we defend and we and some polished the bejiggers out of and post, and yeah, it's a temporary thing. Okay. And that's a discomforting thought, thinking that what we're pouring ourselves into is going to go a little bit by the wayside. No, we will get those photographs that are the classics. We'll get that one memory that's will last forever. But I haven't met many photographers who just take one picture. No, it's hundreds and thousands, right? So this whole process, right? How can we get past, you could say, the discomfort or the pain or the expense? Well, I don't know if we can. That could be the first thing that we have to think about, is perhaps we have to, you know, understand that. And it starts with, well, I think something really important. So I've had this conversation with many photographers, and it probably starts off when they ask me the kind of a generic question. So you're a wildlife photographer, but then you got into aviation. Did you feel like you need to, you were bored with wildlife? Did you feel like you know, and the question is, why did I get into aviation? And it was no more than, you could say, I'm a creature of discomfort. I wanted to push that genre of photography, wildlife, further by investigating another genre and put myself again in, you know, outside the wheelhouse of comfort. And in that discomfort, you start finding solutions. If you read the website, you know that I am continually, constantly looking for any kind of gear, be it computer, software, camera, body, lens, accessory. I am continually looking for that next piece of gear that will solve the problem I have now, so I can spend more time the viewfinder concentrating on the subject and less on being a photographer. And in that process, in order to have any kind of progress in that whole process, because, you know, when you're a creature of discomfort, that nobody likes pain. We don't go looking for, you know, causing ourselves our own pain, but it happens. And that's part of, you know, who we are. But in that process of seeking progress, it's really important that you just start today. You don't start when you think you're ready. You start now. Because if you start when you think you're ready, I hate to tell you this, but you're not ready. You know, you might be somewhat prepared, but the odds are you're going to go out right off the bat and go, oh, Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I wasn't ready for that. And that process is a scary one. Now, they have academia. I'm just going to put them under that umbrella. They have done all sorts of studies, research, looking at this whole thing of being human, how we're wired between our ears, and trying to decide and figure out the best way in which we can learn. And in reading a lot of this stuff, you know, it's actually quite fascinating. But we all don't learn the same way, which I don't think any of us needed a paper to tell us that. But in that process, the current thinking, you know, how we think learning happens, is that we acquire some knowledge and we get comfortable with that knowledge. And then we put that knowledge that we're comfortable with into practice, and we think that's progress. And keep in mind, knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. But wisdom is knowing not to put a tomato in a fruit salad. So how we think learning happens, you know, that get comfortable with something, practice something, and as we practice something, we progress. And let's put in simple terms, hand-holding, basic hand-holding. You know you need to do that. You get comfortable with holding a camera, and you practice a lot, and you do make progress, but it's not a straight line. Because really what's going to go on is you're going to, especially if you're just starting out photography, you're going to hear perhaps myself say, you need to learn and practice and master proper hand-holding, this very basic technique. There you acquire the knowledge. So then you start practicing that. And right at the bat, you're going to find, oof, not quite comfortable with this. There's a bit of discomfort here. It could be physical. You could have a wrist that hurts, a thumb that hurts. You could have a left arm that's not as muscular as you wanted. So then you got to figure out that discomfort and you work past that. So then you practice more. And then after more practice, you find out you're making progress. And then you get comfortable with what you've gotten so far. But guess what? With that comfort, to stay comfortable, you have to practice more. And then as you practice more, you realize, oh, I've actually gained more knowledge. Cool. But then when you gain more knowledge, you all of a sudden go, oh, okay, so I've been practicing as if the subject is always going to go left to right or right to left. What happens if the subject goes diagonal? What happens I'm at an air show and I've got an F-22 screaming at me, and then it does a pulls and a straight climb right in front of me? I've got to pan not side to side, but up to down. So then you get this uncomfortable and that discomfort, and then you go, oh, I better practice. So the whole point is, especially when it comes to photography, that you will today have X, Y, and Z to the point where you think you're comfortable with it, maybe even mastered it. It then comes tomorrow, and the challenge will be whatever comes up tomorrow, you conquering that challenge, you actually going ahead and saying, oh, okay, I've got this baseline. Now I need to move it and grow and do that. And in that process, if you're doing that, you're going to be a creature of discomfort because you're going to have the knowledge. And then you're going to go, oh, I got to practice that. And then as you practice that, you'll get a little more comfortable. But then you go, oh, and then you're going to find something else you have to practice. And it is not a vicious circle. It's just not a straight line journey to get from A to B. And there is so much that we can put into this process, still staying with the basic idea of basic hand holding and panning. Because once you get comfortable with that, you've got to throw in what? Perhaps taking that button and hitting the back button to focus. Maybe taking your index finger and changing the shutter speed and or aperture. Or taking an index finger and changing exposure compensation. All at the same time, you're doing that proper handling and the panning. And then, we can keep adding on to it. But that just brings it back under that simple thing that if you are really sincere with yourself and pushing your photography so you are finding that progress, aren't you almost always going to be a bit of a creature of discomfort? Take that photograph in to post. We all know how much there is to learn in post, let alone to get comfortable with, let alone to apply to what we did at the camera to tell that story. So aren't we in a way when we put images on a computer, just feeding that whole creature discomfort? Should we get comfortable with that state of being? You know, that's all that is kind of twirling my mind, and I'm thinking about all my years behind the camera. And, you know, getting comfortable more than once has crossed my mind when I was out there shooting, be it trying to get warm in a cold temperature, sitting in a chair in a hide, flying in a plane, a new photographic concept. You know, this the new Z8 2.0 firmware has got that pixel shift. And I'll be honest with you, until it showed up in the firmware, I had never even heard of it. Not even, no idea. And then I read what it does. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. How am I going to do that? What? How's that going to? And then I saw some of the stuff that Joey Terrell is doing, and I'm like, okay, I am not comfortable with any of this. Dive into the books, dive into thinking, start playing. Back to being that creature of discomfort. You folks have a marvelous week. I hope that we see some of you at the conference. Have a great beginning of March. And remember to make every click your story.